So, Susan, back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. And we have Jimmy Smith coming to Arizona November 14th, and the details will be announced. We expect about 1,000 people for Jimmy here in Arizona. And, hey, you know, if you live up north and you're looking for a business trip, Arizona is beautiful in November. So come when, come all. It is going to be absolutely, absolutely awesome. And there's so many things going on. It's just so powerful. You always want to be building from event to event. And before I bring our guests out here, I just want to acknowledge I'm, you know, Golda Smith, go Golda. She's got two. She's got one for Wednesday, one for Saturday. I just love her. Golda Rock. She's an Ice Body finalist. Love this girl. Lisa Esetti, such a good leader, 3-star Golden Circle. She's got one set for tomorrow so far. Lisa McGag has one. Scott has one. Barbie Lee has one. So keep them coming, these appointments. You guys are doing great. All right. Well, with that, let me share about our guests that we have. And this amazing, amazing couple was awarded Family of the Year. We could have actually given them so many awards because in Toronto, they have they're creating a START culture of open meetings every Tuesday night. They are helming this. They are members of the START 1000 group, which is incredible. And where that all came from, Eric Coover, all my Erics. Eric and I are sitting there, and we're at this event, and we're taking all these notes. And I said to Eric, I'm like, oh, START 1000. Like, what a vision, an inclusive vision where we have 1,000 members of START who are 3-star Golden Circle or above. I'm just kind of like an honorary START member. So anyway, and that's what they are. They're part of the START 1000 team. But let me share with you. So born and raised in Bolton, Ontario, with entrepreneurship in his blood, Scott started his first business when he was just 16. He went on to marry his high school sweetheart, Rebecca, and I love this woman. She is humble. She is powerful. She is just, when she's on the stage, I mean, people just sit at the edge of their seats and they listen. And they have two beautiful little girls, Ivy and Evelyn, and I love the videos because they're so fun, especially driving the car, which was the best. They were introduced to Ice Giants in 2009, and they connected with a vision and got to work. And they are on a mission to help people discover that they have the freedom to choose and do it while having a family. And they recently went full-time in Isagenics, and it's so fun to watch them, watching all their posts and their launch parties and everything. And to kick us off in the 90-day game plan, tonight they're going to be talking about developing your why. So with that, Rebecca and Scott, I'm going to turn it over to you so I can take notes.
Awesome. Thanks,
awesome.
Susan.
Thank you. Yeah, so nice. Such thanks for the great introduction. It's an absolute honor and pleasure to be on the call tonight to share with you, and so nice to see you on the weekend with at Eric's events. What a fantastic event. I mean, you just brought so much value to people. I know our team was fired up, and so thank you for all of your efforts to put that together for team success. It meant a lot. So tonight, we want to dive in. I hope everybody has come ready to take lots of notes. We have put together some great content all around developing your why. And I want to start off just by talking a little bit about the evolution of a why. And the reason I want to start there is because we recognize that on this call tonight, there's going to be people from all different stages, people who may be brand new to our business. In fact, I know there are people from our team tonight who haven't even put the product in their body yet, but they're on the call, they're dialed in, they want to connect with our vision and go, which is amazing. So you, in the beginning, your why may not be the most solid thing. There's just maybe something there that's kind of, you know, pulling at you saying, you should take a look at this, I should do this, there's opportunity here. So just know that that is completely normal, that your why will change throughout your Isagenics journey. It is completely understandable. So one of the things we're going to do tonight, we're going to kind of walk through a couple of different topics. We're going to talk a little bit about creating your why, and how some tips on really getting deep on and clear on your why. We're going to talk as well about sharing your why. And I'm going to give you an example of our why closer to the end. So we'll share how we show our why, so you can kind of hear how we articulate our why. And then we also have a bonus homework assignment for you as well. So with that, let's get started. So let's start off by talking about, why do you want to build this business? A lot of people start with a great product experience, and that's totally fine. Just have a great product experience. Sometimes people just start asking you what you're doing, and you may not have any interest in this business. You may just be putting product in your body, and somebody sees, you know, you drinking a shake, and they're like, what is that? And, you know, you end up saying it's this isogenics thing, and they're asking you more questions, and they want to look into it. And that's, you know, that is one reason why you may just say, you want to know what do I do next? So people may just be asking you what you're doing. Some people just need and want some extra money, and that's okay too. A lot of people actually come into our business sometimes at their very bottom. People have bottomed out. We've heard some amazing stories from some of our top leaders, isogenics millionaires, who have completely turned their life around, started, you know, with nothing, had, you know, decline showing up on their credit card all the time, and realized, like, we need to make a change. So whatever that why is for you, just know that those are some of kind of the typical reasons why people get take a look at our business. Now, throughout your isogenics journey, you should always be doing two things. You want to be story writing and storytelling. So when you're story writing, your story writing about your story, your isogenic story will evolve as you go. As you're involved with more time, you're going to end up going to more events. You're going to end up meeting some great people. You're going to experience different products. You're going to experience business growth, rank advancements, recognition. Those are all parts of your story. So you always want to be writing that story and just making sure that that story is evolving as you evolve through isogenics. And then you want to learn to really tell that story and be able to articulate it. So with that, why don't we, Rebecca, start us off and talk a little bit about creating your why?
Absolutely. Thanks. And great to have everybody on the line tonight. And I want you to think, ask yourself this question. How would your business change if you got really clear on your why? So take the time. It's worth taking the time to solidify your why. Even if you've been in isogenics for a few years and you're maybe picking up steam or you haven't had as much success as you wanted to have, is your why solid? Is it really, really clear in your head? And maybe it's not, and maybe that's something that you want to work on, okay? And one of the things we encourage you to do is to write it out. Physically, on paper, write it out. Write what you want to say. Write about the experience that you've had and why you feel it's so compelling to share with other people. Say it out loud, either in a mirror, in your bathroom, in the shower in the morning. Actually speak the words. Don't just read the words on the page. Actually speak them. Record it. Play it back. Listen to it in the car once you've got it down and you've solidified really what you want to say. Listen to it over and over and over again. Those are some tips because you really want to know that why inside and out. You really want to make sure you're expressing that with passion. And you really want to build your why with your family. As Susan said, we have built our business before we had children. Up until now, we've had two. So it's really important that your family is on board. It does not need to be their why, but they need to understand and really connect with why it's important to you and why you're doing this. So make sure that your family understands that. Have them connect with it. Even, you know, maybe create it together if that works. You don't have to build this business together by any means. Scott and I do, but we know that there are lots of couples out there that don't build this business together, and that's okay. But you do need to have the same vision. You do need to know that you're both on board. Because we've heard over time and time again that you either grow together or you grow apart. And we certainly don't want to see that by couples not knowing why they put in the long hours and they put that dedication. And sometimes you need to discover your why almost backwards. So thinking about, well, why not, right? You can come up with all the excuses of why not to do it. You're busy and you don't know people and all of these things. Maybe people don't want it. But sometimes if you think about the things that you don't want, then you discover why it is that you're actually doing this. Okay, so kind of think about it backwards. If you weren't going to do this, what would your life look like? Or who would you not be helping or reaching out to? And that might help you discover the reason as to why you are starting and why you are doing this. So Scott, I'm going to take it back to you for a couple more tips there.
Awesome. So I'm going to give you three tips for developing your why. So these are for people who really struggle with this. And we can relate to this because at the beginning of our journey, we really didn't have a solid why. And I'll share that with you in a couple more minutes. But these are some things that we have found to really help us solidify our why, or at least help develop it. So tip number one for building a great why is using keywords. So some keywords for building your business. I mean, just as an example, if you think of the word legacy, you know, is this a word that you can get behind? Are you building your identity business? Are you on this journey because of legacy? Are you out to create legacy? You know, and you could build your why based around that word. So that's a great word to kind of get you thinking about, like, what is it? Why are you doing it? What about the word contribution, for example? I mean, you could write down all of the words that come on your Isagenics box. So every time you get a shipment at your door, there's lots of words that wrap around that box, which are at the heart of Isagenics and our company and our culture. So, I mean, connect with the ones that get you fired up: family, purpose, integrity. Like, what is it about those words? Which ones do you relate with? And then maybe even from that word, start thinking about, okay, that word speaks to me the most. That's a great word to help me kind of think about, yeah, why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to create legacy, to leave something for my kids, or because I want to contribute more, or because this company is of integrity. And there's so many different reasons. That may just be a great way to kind of help you develop your why. So use some keywords. Tip number two would be to think about what excites you. So there's lots of things that excite people, and we've heard, many of us have heard Peter Kelly deliver an incredible keynote at Celebration 2014 last year, and you can find it online. Peter does an amazing job talking about really kind of focusing in on what excites you. And for some people, it's like getting a pedicure or manicure. Everybody's different. Depends on what your thing is. But I want you to think about what excites you about this company, what excites you about the products, what excites you about the compensation plan, and what excites you about this network marketing profession. And it may not be all of those things, but there may be something there within each one that excites you. You could also think about, like, what do you want out of this? Do you want to have more fun? Are you about having a team of just having some fun, meeting some great people and having some fun? Do you want to, you know, think more positive, surround yourself with positive people? These are great ways to come up with your why, because you can say, you know what, you can articulate it. You can say, I am doing this because I want to surround myself with great people, because I want to have more fun in my life, because I want to be able to do something that, you know, leaves a legacy, makes a difference in the lives of people. So, you know, think about the things that you're about at your core. You know, are you about creating and collaborating with people, changing lives? Is that something for you? So think about what excites you, what kind of lights you up, what's your passion, and then around that, help create yourself an amazing why. The third tip for building a great why would be to tap into the Isagenics why. So it's really important as you go down your Isagenics journey to familiarize yourself with some of the history of the company and what makes Isagenics special. So I want you to think about these why questions. Why was this company created? You know, you'll hear Jimmy Smith say over and over again that he believes wholeheartedly this company was divinely inspired. You know, there's a story there. There's something that you can get behind of why this company was created. Why is this here? Why has this come into your life? You know, so familiarize yourself with kind of the history story of Isagenics. Then think about, like, what makes this company different? What makes Isagenics unique? You know, what makes the Isagenics products different? Why is it that Isagenics is one of the fastest growing companies on the planet? You know, these are all things, if you think about it, that you could write your entire why behind any one of those statements. You could say, you want to know what? This company is different because they're of integrity, because they have an incredible vision, because they want to impact world health, because they're about their people and not about themselves or their profits. That is why I'm behind this company. That is part of my life. Those are all valid reasons, if you're really struggling with your why, that you can come up and kind of develop and articulate your why. So those are a few, kind of three key steps in developing your why. So using keywords, thinking about what excites you, and tapping into the Isagenics why. Rebecca.
Perfect. And the next thing we want to talk about is going, once you've developed it, is actually going out and sharing it, right? That's what we're doing. We're sharing the gift of Isagenics, and we're doing that through our own experience and our why. It's critically important to be compliant during this portion. Okay, so we don't want to make claims. We want to really, really make sure that we carefully use our words. We want to share our story, and if you have a powerful product story or a powerful business story, then go ahead and share that, but really, really make sure that it is compliant. There's lots of tips that we hear from Susan every day. We've also got tips in our Isagenix back office to make sure that you're explaining and sharing your why and your story in a very, very compliant way. We also want you to be authentic and genuine. You know, have people feel that passion and feel that excitement and really feel where that you're coming from a place of authenticity. That's really important that we keep that in mind. And a lot of people will very much relate with your struggle. So if you have come from a place where you, as Scott said, had hit rock bottom emotionally, physically, financially, if you're okay to share that with people, that people will really sense that and they will really feel that authenticity from you, that you're a real person. If getting an extra $300 or $500 a month from Isagenix has, you know, could have saved your marriage or helped you, you know, pay your credit card bill or, you know, help with your mortgage, then tell people that. Okay, that's really important that you come from that place because a lot of people will relate to that struggle. There's also power in the why that makes you cry, okay, or that makes the person who you're telling cry. And a perfect example is the new Why Isagenix video that was just launched. And Tricia Wilkins, you know, the fridge girl, she's got a very powerful story. And in that video, if you've seen it, the long version of it, she's got tears in her eyes. Her why is very important. It didn't even go into a lot of how it became, but she was able to start playing with her children again all of a sudden as they ran through the kitchen one day while she was making dinner. She chased behind them. That was powerful to me as a mom, and I'm sure it will be powerful for her to tell, you know, telling other moms. So, again, thinking about that, the why that makes you cry, the why that's going to keep you in this game, keep sharing the gift of Isagenix on those days where it's not fun anymore, and those days where it's hard, and those days where you've had the nose, and the days where you're tired and you're maxed out, it's really important to be able to come back to that why that made you cry, to keep you in the game and to keep you moving forward. And really make sure that your why is relatable for whoever you're talking to. Okay, so, you know, as Scott said, he's going to share our why in a little bit, but we've got, you know, we can talk about our product-focused why, or we can talk about our business and our time and family freedom why, depending on who we're talking to. So you really want to be relatable to different, you know, different people, males, females, start generation, restart generation, all of those types of things. As part of that sharing and part of your why. So really kind of keep it flexible there.
That's awesome. I was just going to add, you know, you could definitely have multiple whys. There's no reason that you have to have just one why as to why you built this business. I mean, we built this business for a number of different whys, but our why has really changed. So we've been involved with Isagenix for about 4.5 years. 4.5 years ago, we were introduced to Isagenix by my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Oliver and Vanessa Woodburn, and we got started just for product. So I'm going to just quickly share our story, and I'm going to articulate our why. So this is how I share our why with people. And take some notes as you go. See what you like, but I want you to listen specifically to kind of my tone, my energy, the excitement, the passion that kind of shows up. This is how we articulate it. So when we were introduced to Isagenix, we turned to the product just for product and no interest in the business. People started noticing changes. So I had an amazing transformation as a result of using Isagenix, changing some lifestyle habits, getting back to the gym, just getting more active. It completely changed. People started to notice. And we decided, you know what, there's something here. There's a reason. We need to share this gift with people and help them as well experience what we've experienced. So when we started, we really didn't have a solid why. We just knew that we needed to share these products with people. We knew that there was something here. We knew that we needed to build a plan B for our family. So we kind of struggled with our why, to be honest, in the beginning, in terms of why are we doing this? It's like we both have good jobs, but at the end of the day, we really believed in the products and in the company and everything that we saw. A couple of years later, our why became really, really clear. So on November the 18th, middle of the night, we race down the main road in Mississauga, Ontario, to the hospital. Rebecca's got baby basically coming out in the passenger seat. We roll up. She's throwing her a wheelchair. I go and park the car. I come back within 10 minutes of getting back into the room. Baby is out, and our second daughter, Evelyn, is born. And she surprised us. We had a textbook pregnancy all the way along, and Evelyn surprised us with Down syndrome. And we had no idea. And I can tell you that that moment, there are a million questions that run through your head. You know, what does this mean? What did we do? What is the future going to look like? Why us? You know, these are all questions. But the one thing that came really clear for us that day is we looked at each other and we said, you want to know what? This is why Isagenix showed up in our life a couple of years ago, because this is doing so much more for us. It's going to be way bigger than we ever thought. It's going to give us the ability to create more opportunities for our girls. It's going to create the opportunity for us to have Rebecca home, to take Evelyn to all of the various appointments that she's going to need. We're surrounded by incredible family, friends and family of Isagenix that we've found and connected with, and it gives us the ability to have that financial freedom to leave a legacy for our girls. It's like, this is here for a reason, a bigger purpose, and now our why has shifted to sharing our why with other families that are in the same boat. So we know that there are a lot of families that have a child with special needs, as an example, and they're stuck. They're leaving them with a babysitter, and they're going to a job that doesn't fulfill them, and at the end of the day, they want more time, and we have the gift to be able to share that with them. So that, you know, our why took a complete different direction, and it's great. And we, at the end of the day, that's a story that I share. Sometimes, depending on who's asking, and kind of they say, you know, so why are you doing this thing? You know, I might just cut right to the chase. I would say, you know what? I can simply say this. We built Isagenix because it's the greatest company on the planet, the company of integrity, excitement, and hope. And we built Isagenix because we can make a difference in the lives of people. We can create legacy for our family, and because network marketing is the best profession and opportunity. You know, that's why we built Isagenix. But you see how we show up with that kind of confidence. It's like, because. Yeah, because the products are amazing, because the company's great, because they're of integrity. These are all reasons why we build. So they can be a really simple why, but you've got to just kind of connect with whatever it is that excites you and makes you, you know, kind of light up.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott. So I want you to think about it. In all that you do, your goal is to really focus on what value and service you can give to others. Okay, how can you help them? What solution can you find for them through Isagenix? Don't build it to prove to others. Don't have this why that makes them feel, you know, that they're not contributing to society, that they're not helping others. You really want to add service and value to them. So ask yourself, are you going to be there in 1, 2, 5, 10 years from now, still building this business? Are you all in? Are you committed, or are you just kind of tiptoeing, trying it out, testing the waters? People will sense that commitment, okay? And of never before have we felt that more than in the last couple of weeks, really, since we've been all in even more than we were all in before. You don't have to put a limit on it. Don't put a limit on Isagenix. Don't say, oh, I'm gonna do it for a year. Or I'm gonna stay in it for, you know, till I make 100 phone calls. Remember Susan was in it. She says, I'm on auto ship for life, right? So we want to be on auto ship for life for sure. I'm in it as long as it's going to take. That is our thing. And we tell people, if it's not now, then if it's 5 years, if it's 10 years, we will be here. We will be here when you're ready, and we will support you at that time. Think about the Healthy Mind and Body, the new Healthy Mind and Body program that Isagenix just launched. Some great tips about mindset, some great suggestions and tools in there. We're working our way through that right now. The 90-day game plan is also going to help you. There are pages dedicated to developing your why. Grab the recording of this call tomorrow. Listen to it again. Take some of the tips and suggestions and really take some time to sit down and look at it. Remove something in your life. I love what Eric said this weekend. He said, if you couldn't look at your Facebook again ever until you had your why solidified and you could tell anybody that walked through your door what your why was, you'd get your why down pretty quick, right? Whether that's TV, whether that's, whatever, reading a book, your 10 pages a day, sit down, take something out to really find that time and practice that why, because it really will make a difference in your business.
Awesome. So with that, we're going to basically wrap up our training session, but I want to leave you, each of you, with a homework assignment. So the assignment out of tonight really was focusing around developing your why, and we want you to do it. I mean, we want you to actually get something out of this and put it to use. So here's your homework assignment. I want you to create a 90-second video. I want you to articulate your why, and I want you to do it in a way that piques curiosity. You don't need to mention Isagenix by name, but we'd like you to post it on your wall and share it and let people know. But, you know, practice it first. Do it a few times, but get to kind of the root of what it is that excites you. And you can talk in some generality. I mean, tell us why you're excited. Tell us why you're on a mission. Tell us why you're inspired. Tell us why are you changing your life? What, you know, share that story. Why are you committed to showing people a better way? You know, show gratitude for your team. Show gratitude for the people that help sponsor you. Tag them in the post. And if everybody that's tagged also comments on the post and congratulates the person on being authentic and sharing their why, then it's fantastic. In fact, Leanna Geldart, if any of you are friends with Leanna, Leanna is a member of our START team in Toronto. She's amazing, and Leanna just posted the homework assignment, a little bit longer than 90 seconds, but boy, if you're connected with her on Facebook, take a look at her video where she authentically shows up and shares why she's passionate about what we do. So just a great example, and again, these are things that will get you into action. I know it's easy to do, easy not to do, so I encourage you to take the time. It doesn't have to be tonight, doesn't have to be tomorrow, but work on that why. And when you're at a place where you're comfortable, where you can show up authentically and share from the heart quickly and concisely why you love what you do, why you are thrilled to be a part of this movement, share it with us. Share it with the world, and people will respond. They will definitely appreciate you showing up authentically. So with that, Susan, I'll throw it back to you.
Well, thank you, Rebecca and Scott. I am getting emotional. And thank you for your transparency and heart and sharing about Evelyn's birth and the why does change. And you mentioned the why Isagenix video. I never really shared about AJ. And we were filming the video that day. And they were asking me the usual questions. And I said, stop. This is what I really want to talk about, because people wonder what drives me after 13 years. And when you have a child who is so special and unique, and perhaps there are some things, you know, right now AJ is going through a battery of tests, and some of you have been on the journey with us. Like, you know, one of the big reasons we're in the U.S. is because one of the best schools for kids with processing challenges is right here in Arizona in Phoenix. And you know, it's just, I said to Chris, I'm like, that why is so strong that, God forbid, something happened to Isagenix, I would work at Denny's if I had to keep him in that school. And that's a why so strong. And it was so powerful what you shared. And I would just say to everyone, do the homework. When someone you respect and admire, like Scott and Rebecca, tells you to do something, you just do it. And I'm going to add some fuel to that. When you're so connected to your why, whatever it is right now, and your life, write this down, can radically change in 90 days. I can tell you so many times that my life was 90 days, like even, you know, moving to America last year, I did a 90-day game plan. I ranked advanced 6 times during that time or whatever. The birth of a child, I mean, so many, getting married, so many things can positively change in 90 days. You have no idea. But if you give up on your dreams, everyone else will too, right? So it's getting clear. And once you know what that why is, don't let the sun set. Well, for some of you, it's already dark, but don't let this day end without booking one more appointment, because that person who you book the appointment with could be Rebecca and Scott. It could be, you know, their family. It could be Vanessa and Oliver. It could be Kevin and Di. It could be Golda Smith. It could be anyone listening right now, Lisa and Laura. It could be anyone, and you never know. So get out of your head and get into your heart, and we're going to be following this game plan for the next 90 days, except we're going to put a little team success spin on it, which we're going to do some more product training, because really and truly you have to understand why these products are so powerful. So we are bringing the queen bee of all queen bees next week, Jillian Barkholm, who is the lead science trainer over at Isagenix. She has a master's in nutrition. She's a competitive athlete. She's a super smarty pants, and she's going to be here taking us through the ideal Isagenix day. She's going to add, you know, if you're an athlete versus non-athlete, and she's going to walk us through the products and why take the products, of course, compliantly. So you're going to want to bring all your product users on, all your team. We're going to be doing Text Blast Monday, so show up 20 minutes past. Keep posting. I'm watching Team Success right now. I want to see, you know, and I don't care if you're in the team or not, post on there. It's all awesome, you know, that you got those appointments. And I want to see your homework. Post those videos. I'll be watching them. And so thank you, Scott and Rebecca, for your amazing training, your amazing hearts. Thank you, Kevin Steele, for all of the things that you do. And with that, God bless. Let's go rock the week. And I will firmly commit that I will not be going to sleep tonight until I personally book one more appointment, because I'm in it with all of you. So God bless everyone. Have an amazing week, and we'll be here next Monday night. Goodbye, everybody.